This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding myself that when things seem out of order, they are in divine order. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, God makes two promises to David. The first promise is that David will get the throne. And the second promise is that he will have an everlasting family line. Now, we know from David's life that even though he was named king, he wouldn't be crowned king until nearly 13 years later. And in terms of that second promise, that he would have this everlasting family line, on more than one occasion, David's family line would dwindle down to one family member. And so David's life is a great example and encouragement that God honors his word. And I know personally that there are two types of situations that would always rattle me. The first is if things got down to the wire, such as in the case with David and dwindling down to the only one family member. You know, that would really get my hunches up. And then also, if something didn't materialize when I thought. But David's life shows us that even though things may seem out of order, they're always in divine order, so no need to fret. And the words that I use to remind me are, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, present your requests to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, look at what appears out of order and know that it's in divine order.